Welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most fun, most old-school jungle tricks in Ableton Live 12, making a wobble bass, then resampling it into audio so you can chop it up and arrange it into proper rewind-worthy drop phrases. And this is beginner-friendly, talk devices only. The big idea is this: we're not just making a bass that wobbles, we're making a bass that performs, like it's talking to the drums. Call and response, little pockets of silence, and some arrangement moves that make DJs want to pull it back. Alright, let's set the foundation. First, set your tempo to classic drum and bass speed, anywhere from 170 to 174. I'm going to sit at 172 BPM. Now create two tracks. One MIDI track called Bass Synth. One audio track called Bass Resample. And if you've already got drums in your project, quick safety tip. Either group your drums separately or just be ready to solo the bass when we record. Because when we resample, you don't want to accidentally print your whole mix. Unless you do. But today we're focusing on the bass. Here's the mindset. In jungle, a bassline that hits hard usually has punctuation. Bass. Breathing room. Don't try to fill every single 16th note. The breaks need air to punch. Now let's build the bass patch. On the bass synth MIDI track, load Waveatable. Then after it, add saturator, then EQ8, then a compressor. Optional. Add utility at the end if you want quick mono control and gain staging. In Waveatable, keep it simple and heavy. Oscillator 1. Basic shapes, and choose square or a saw. Square is a little more hollow and classic. Saw can be more aggressive. Either is fine. Oscillator 2. Leave it off for now. If you want extra weight later, you can blend in a subtle sine, but don't complicate it yet. Turn on the filter. Choose a 24 dB low pass, LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 600 Hz area. Don't stress the exact number because we're going to modulate it. Resonance, around 10 to 25%, just enough to give it a vowel shape. If there's filter drive available, add a little, like 2 to 6 dB. That helps it speak. Now the amp envelope. We want it punchy, not a long pad. Attack, basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay, around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain. You can pull it down pretty low. If you want more plucky hits, go closer to minus infinity. If you want more steady tone, keep a bit of sustain. Release, around 80 to 150 milliseconds so it doesn't click off too hard. Set voices to 1, mono. That's a big old school tightness move. And if you want extra vibe, turn on glide or portamento. Something like 30 to 80 milliseconds. Not mandatory, but it's that liquid slide feel when notes change. Now saturator. Drive somewhere like 3 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then pull the output down so you're not smashing your channel. A nice goal is to have the bass peaking around minus 6 dB. Headroom now makes everything easier later, especially slicing. Then EQ8. High pass the extreme low rumble. 25 to 35 Hz. If it feels boxy, a small dip around 200 to 350. If it gets harsh later once you start adding bite, a gentle dip around 2 to 5K. Cool. That's our solid. Beginner-proof foundation. Now we make it wobble. You've got two easy routes in Live 12. I'm going to show the simple one that feels really DNB producer. Auto filter plus the LFO device. Add auto filter after Waveatable. You can put it before saturator if you want the saturation to react to the movement more. Either works. Try it after Waveatable for now. In auto filter, choose low bass LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere like 150 to 500 Hz. Resonance, 15 to 30%, and turn up drive a bit, like 2 to 8 dB. That's where the bite comes from. Now add the LFO modulation device. This is the MIDI modulation LFO, and it can map to parameters like auto filter cutoff. On the LFO device, click map, then click the auto filter cutoff. Choose a sine or triangle wave for the classic wob. Turn sync on, and set the rate to 1/8 or 1/4 to start. Here's the classic timing cheat sheet. 1/4 is that big slow wah statement, great for the start of a drop. 1/8 is the rolling wob that sits under breaks nicely. 1/16 gets aggressive and busy. Use it like a fill, not all the time, or the ear gets tired. Turn the LFO amount up until it talks, but don't overdo it. You still want weight. Now let's write a bass line that actually works with jungle drums. Make a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip, and loop it. Use a minor key. F minor or G minor are great starting points. Keep it sparse. Think like this. Beat 1. A longer note, maybe half a bar. Then a couple short stabs later in the bar. For example, a stab around beat 3 and another on beat 4. And in bar 2, do the old school pull, root to flat 7. So if you're in F, move to Eb. It instantly sounds like that classic movement without needing a lot of notes. Teacher tip here, imagine your snare on 2 and 4. Try not to land your biggest bass moment exactly on top of the snare. Let the snare crack, then let the bass answer after. That after the snare placement is a huge part of the bounce. Now we take it from loop to phrase. This is where rewinds come from. Go to arrangement view. Duplicate your bass loop out to 16 bars. Now automate your wobble movement so it evolves in sections. You can automate the LFO rate, or the filter cutoff, or both. Rate changes are super effective because they feel like performance. Try this blueprint. Bars 1 to 4. LFO at 1/4. Bass low statement. Bars 5 to 8. Switch to 1/8. Now it rolls. Bars 9 to 12. Mostly 1/8. But toss an occasional 1/16 bursts at the end of every second bar. Just little fills. Bars 13 to 16. Do an answer phrase with more space. Fewer notes. More impact. And here's a quick contrast trick that always hits. Right before a drum fill, pull the LFO amount down so the bass calms for a moment, then slam the amount back and right on the next downbeat. The change feels huge even if your levels don't change at all. Alright, now the secret weapon, resampling. We're going to print the space into audio, because audio is where jungle editing lives. Reverses, stutters, hard cuts, slice-based riffs, that's the craft. On your bass resample audio track, set audio from to resampling. Set monitor to off. That avoids feedback loops. Arm the bass resample track. Now solo your bass synth track, so you capture only the bass. Then hit record and record 8 to 16 bars. And quick coaching note, don't just do one long print. Do takes. Do 3 short recordings of the same idea, but each time perform it slightly differently. One take with slower wob and simpler notes. Another with faster wob, more aggressive cutoff. Another with a different tone, like more drive or a bit more resonance. Now you've basically made your own mini sample pack for this track. Also, leave headroom on purpose. When printing, aim for peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dB on the resample track. Cleaner audio means cleaner slice points, which means tighter groove when you chop. Once you've recorded, trim the clip so it starts cleanly on the downbeat. If the first transient is late, everything you slice later will feel slightly off, and you'll wonder why it never locks. So take 10 seconds and line it up. Then consolidate the region you want, Control or CMDJ. Name it something like Wobble Print 172 FM so you can find it later. Now comes the fun part, slicing and rearranging into talking phrases. Right-click your resampled clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Start by slicing by transients. If it gets messy, slice by a rhythmic value like 1/8 notes instead, because jungle editing often likes grid-friendly chunks. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices. Now program a new bass pattern using only those slices. This is where you stop thinking like a bassline and start thinking like a drummer. Here's a phrase idea that works instantly. Every 2 bars, do call and response. Bars 1 and 2, the bass says something like WHWH, using a couple longer slices. Bars 3 and 4, the bass answers with a different rhythm, maybe shorter slices, maybe one unexpected gap. And force yourself to leave at least one full beat completely empty somewhere in the 4 bars. That silence is not missing content, it's impact. It makes the next hit feel louder. Another teacher trick, think of bass consonants and bass vowels. Consonants are short percussive slices. Click, bite, pluck. Vowels are longer tonal slices, the wah body. A really rewindable phrase often alternates consonant, then vowel, then space. Now let's make the bass sit with the drums using sidechain. On your bass audio track, or on the sliced rack output, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose your kick drum as the input. If you're using a break without a separate kick, you can make a ghost kick track that's silent but triggers the compressor. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Not instant. You want a tiny bit of punch. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Adjust until it breathes with the groove. Then lower the threshold until you feel the drum snap through. Important rule, the bass doesn't have to be louder, it just has to be out of the way at the right moments. Now let's arrange a simple, 16-bar drop that feels like jungle and sets up a reload moment. Bars 1 to 4, drop statement, use the slower wob, fewer notes. Let the breaks roll, and a crash or quick noise burst on bar 1 beat 1. And here's a super effective micro move, right after the first downbeat hit, cut a tiny gap, even a 1/16 of silence. That tiny breath makes the next hit feel massive without touching the fader. Bars 5 to 8. Rolling section. Switch to 1/8 feel or add 1 extra slice hit. On the last bass hit of bar 8, do a little dub delay throw if you want. Even subtle, that little tail helps the section turn over. Bars 9 to 12. Variation and pressure. Bring in a couple 1/16 bursts at the end of every second bar. If you want extra weight without clutter, layer a rect version only here. That means you printed a secondary sample with harder saturation, more drive, maybe a touch of redux. Keep it quiet. Bring it in just for impact moments so the whole drop doesn't turn into fuzz. Bars 13 to 16. Hook and space. Pull the bass back for one bar. Yes, on purpose. Make room for the drums to flex. Then bring your signature bass phrase back on bars 15 and 16. Now, the rewind cue. On the last beat of bar 16, do a hard stop, silence, or a filtered tail that cuts off suddenly. If you want a more musical reload cue, try this. Reverse the last bass slice so it sucks into the stop. Then on the very last 1/8 note, place one single dry sub note with no wobble, like a warning shot. Then you slam back into the hook. That's the kind of moment that makes people look up.